Mario Cuomo was the keynote speaker for our Better Angels.
In a moving and at times emotional speech, Governor Andrew Cuomo portrayed his father as a political outsider from the outer borough of Queens, who always cared for those who were overlooked in life, who viewed a hard-fought game of basketball as his liberation from the decorum he felt he had to present as a three-term governor, and who hated the tedium and absurdity of the bureaucracy. Andrew Cuomo says his father called himself a progressive pragmatist whose soaring rhetoric was inspired not by what people wanted to hear, but what he needed to say.
And that, my friends, was the essence of Mario Cuomo. He was not interested in pleasing the audience.
Andrew Cuomo addressed his sometimes complicated relationship with his father, saying those who try to psychoanalyze it have got it all wrong. He says he was devoted to his father, who he called his hero, best friend, confidant, and mentor, and that they reveled in each other's political victories. He expressed regret that he decided to remain in Washington, D.C., where he was HUD secretary in 1994, and did not come home to New York to run his father's final campaign, which Mario Cuomo ultimately lost. Andrew Cuomo, after one failed attempt, became governor 16 years later.
I loved winning the governorship more for him than for myself. It was redemption for my father. Cuomo was elected governor. The first name was not all that relevant. It was a gift to have him with us this past election night.
That 2014 election night was to be Mario Cuomo's last public appearance. He died at age 82 on New Year's Day, just after his son gave two inaugural speeches in New York City and Buffalo to begin his second term. Andrew Cuomo says he had hoped that his father could have attended and held the Bible for swearing in, but that was not to be.
He knew that the Buffalo event was at 4 o'clock. My father passed away at 5:15. He was here. He waited. And then he quietly slipped out of the event and he went home, just like he always did, because his job was done.
If I should walk in the valley of darkness, no evil would I fear.
The funeral was held at St. Ignatius Loyola Church on Park Avenue. It's near where Mario Cuomo and Matilda Cuomo, his wife of 60 years, have lived on Manhattan's Upper East Side since Cuomo left office 20 years ago. Parish priest George Witt, who says Cuomo was fundamentally a humble man, says the former governor wanted a simple local ceremony.
In the end, it was not so much the eloquence of his words that spoke to us, but the eloquence of his life.
Joyful, joyful, we adore you.
Outside, a phalanx of state police stood at attention on the gray and snowy day as the former governor's coffin, draped in the New York State flag, was borne by pallbearers, including his youngest child and CNN anchor Chris Cuomo. Mario Cuomo also leaves behind three daughters and 14 grandchildren. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.